Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore You're Not Listening by Kate Murphy. This engaging book highlights the underrated art of listening. It provides insightful examples from skilled listeners and offers practical tools you can use to enhance your conversations. Instead of focusing on what we say, Murphy encourages us to shift our attention to truly hearing what others are expressing. Kate Murphy, a seasoned journalist from Houston, Texas, has honed her listening skills through numerous interviews and articles written for respected publications such as The New York Times, The Economist, Texas Monthly, and Agence France-Presse. Whether you're in a couple seeking stronger communication, a professional whose job depends on careful listening, or simply someone looking to improve your daily interactions, You're Not Listening offers valuable lessons to help you become a better listener and conversationalist. You're Not Listening: What You're Missing and Why It Matters. Introduction. Why truly listening is your secret to better relationships and personal growth. Have you ever experienced the incredible feeling when someone genuinely hears you? That powerful moment when a person sets everything aside and becomes fully present to your words. It's rare, remarkable, and deeply validating. You might feel an instant bond, a sudden closeness, even if it's with someone you just met at a cafe or during a casual chat at a party. Yet in today's fast-moving, digitally distracted world, authentic listening seems tougher than ever. Our phones buzz constantly, notifications battle for our attention, and conversations speed up until they feel like competitions rather than meaningful exchanges. It's no wonder listening is becoming scarce and precious. But this fading habit of careful listening can be rediscovered, and when you do cultivate it, the rewards are incredible. Just look at expert listeners, therapists, negotiators, and even intelligence officers from organizations like the FBI and CIA. These professionals know that good listening is their most powerful tool. They read between the lines, notice small changes in body language, and pay attention not just to what people say, but how they say it. This careful observation can reveal the truth beneath the surface, whether they're uncovering crucial security intel or healing troubled relationships. Think about why someone might pour their heart out more comfortably to a stranger than a loved one. It comes down to openness and judgment. Strangers don't interrupt or rush opinions. They hold a neutral space that allows people to speak honestly and freely, without fear of immediate critique or misunderstanding. The security of a neutral listener can make us feel safe enough to reveal deeper truths, growing emotionally closer at a surprisingly fast pace. So how can you master this powerful skill? One of the best ways is to refine the kind of questions you ask. Instead of simply reacting or chiming in with your own experiences right away, ask open-ended questions that encourage deeper thought and reflection. Questions like, "What was that like for you?" or "Can you tell me more?" demonstrate genuine curiosity and appreciation for the speaker's words. By posing thoughtful questions, you show clear signs that you're fully engaged and respectful of their perspective, and people immediately sense the difference. When you develop the skill of genuine listening, relationships improve, misunderstandings diminish, and you yourself evolve. You not only encourage openness in others, you also uncover hidden insights about the people around you and about yourself. Part 1. Listening carefully is rare, yet more powerful today than ever before. Think about the way we communicate daily, from the digital feed that calls for constant posting, commenting, and sharing, to endless notifications and chats lighting up our screens. Life has become overwhelmingly about self-broadcasting. We practice public speaking, we showcase our creativity on social media, we text and message non-stop. But as we're surrounded by non-stop noise and self-expression, when was the last time someone gave you their absolute attention? Or the last time you did the same for someone else? Ironically, although our modern world promises unlimited connection, loneliness is on the rise like never before. People crave genuine, focused listening, yet suffer isolation precisely because their conversations rarely go beyond superficial check-ins. It's puzzling. Never before have we had so many ways to communicate, yet rarely have we communicated so poorly. And our attention spans? Research from Microsoft shows they've plummeted dramatically since the turn of the millennium, from 12 seconds down to just 8 seconds today, putting us below even a goldfish's 9-second attention span. It's not hard to pinpoint why. Distractions lurk everywhere, from the Instagram notifications on our phones to the constant hum of background music in cafes and shops. Yet the upside here is pretty remarkable. Choosing to genuinely listen to another person, free of distraction, becomes increasingly rare and thus increasingly valuable. It cuts directly through the static. When you give someone true, undistracted attention, conversations deepen, relationships strengthen, and you tap into something extraordinary. Every person you speak to has incredible stories, insights, and knowledge to offer. If only you would ask and listen. The key to becoming this kind of exceptional listener. According to expert listeners, experienced therapists, savvy hostage negotiators, and world-class interviewers, it's surprisingly simple. First, sharpen your focus by deliberately shifting your attention away from yourself and towards your conversation partner. Silence your inner urge to immediately respond or share your own stories. Next, become genuinely curious. Ask open-ended questions, ones that invite reflection and storytelling rather than yes or no answers. A curious question like, "What was that experience truly like for you?" or simply, "What happened next?" can unlock unexpected insights, build immediate understanding, and foster a powerful bond. In short, becoming an exceptional listener isn't complicated, but it takes deliberate effort in an age filled with endless distractions. Cultivating this underrated skill gives you a remarkable advantage, one that allows you not only to break through modern loneliness, but also to uncover the fascinating truths and hidden wisdom in everyone you meet. Part 2. Even in a world dominated by data, deep listening reveals hidden insights. When you think of powerful listening, you might picture therapists, crisis negotiators, or maybe an investigative journalist digging deep into a story. Journalist Kate Murphy herself thought she knew all there was about attentive questioning, until she met Naomi Henderson. In the world of focus groups, Naomi stands out as a legend. Colleagues simply refer to her as Naomi, and in her 50-year career, she's interviewed over 50,000 people in more than 6,000 different focus groups. Her impressive resume includes advising Kentucky Fried Chicken on new products and shaping Bill Clinton's presidential campaign. She was personally responsible for coaching him to tone down his Southern accent. But what's remarkable about Naomi isn't just the breadth of her experience. It's the profound quality of listening she embodies. Observing Naomi in action, you'd notice a calm energy and complete presence. She uncrosses her arms and legs, leans comfortably forward, and conveys genuine interest with her gentle expression. Participants, sensing her authentic interest, open up and reveal insights they themselves didn't even realize they had. Insights conventional surveys and numeric data might completely overlook. Today, there's a trend toward quantitative data-driven feedback, big data piled high with graphs and statistics. While data analysts boast impressive precision, something gets lost in the numbers. Quantitative research often focuses narrowly on predefined questions. But what about new ideas, the unexpected answers, or the deeper explanations behind people's choices? Princeton sociology professor Matthew Salganik explains today's over-reliance on big data by comparing it to someone searching for their lost keys beneath a lamppost simply because it's where they can see. In contrast, the open-ended style Naomi practices can illuminate insights you never anticipated, uncovering hidden needs or motivations. For instance, once while listening to cleaning professionals describe their daily tasks, Naomi learned a surprising detail. Many of them didn't just mop floors, they often grabbed lightly used paper towels to give surfaces a quick wipe down. Who would think to ask directly about repurposed paper towels on a traditional questionnaire? Yet this seemingly trivial insight radically transformed product development, leading directly to Swiffer, a disposable cleaning cloth that mimics the convenience and feel of a paper towel. This ability to uncover unexpected information is precisely what deep listening provides. It goes beyond simply hearing responses. It helps reveal the hows, whats, and most importantly, the whys behind actions and decisions. Whether you're developing a breakthrough product, enhancing relationships, or exploring complex issues, genuine listening lets you find hidden keys even when they're not lying neatly beneath the nearest lamppost. Part 3. Great listeners are fueled by curiosity and know exactly how much to say. True listening isn't just about silence or nodding along as someone speaks. It's deeply connected to curiosity and actively inviting people to tell their stories. Take Gary Noesner, for example, a former FBI negotiator known for resolving intense hostage situations. He embodies curiosity so authentically, you might even call it his secret weapon. When Noesner stays in hotels, he'll casually head down to the bar, find a random stranger, and start a conversation, simply because he finds people endlessly fascinating. On one occasion, he sparked a conversation with a traveling salesman and discovered an intriguing hobby: tightrope walking. Soon, Noesner was learning all about how tightrope artists train and practice their daring balance. It's precisely this genuine curiosity about people that enabled Noesner to effectively handle negotiations with terrorists and hardened criminals. His sincere interest and total focus naturally created trust, encouraging suspects to reveal critical insights voluntarily. He didn't coerce confessions. Instead, people wanted to tell him things because they sensed his sincere readiness to listen. Similarly, Barry McManus, once the chief interrogator with the CIA, relied on the exact same curiosity-driven listening approach. Shortly after 9/11, McManus faced a particularly sensitive situation. He needed critical information from a Pakistani nuclear scientist who had ties to terrorist organizations. Instead of applying forceful interrogation, McManus simply listened. Unexpectedly, the scientist began talking passionately about American civil rights history. The contributions and struggles of African Americans fascinated him. McManus listened intently, creating a genuine bond of connection. Soon after, sensing trust and shared understanding, the scientist became comfortable enough to disclose invaluable information about his prior knowledge of Osama bin Laden. McManus got his breakthrough because of his ability to quietly listen without judgment, creating space and trust for revelation. Extraordinary listeners like Noesner and McManus realize that listening doesn't demand a lot of talking from your end. The crucial skill is something subtler. You have to genuinely interpret what's behind people's words. Imagine a friend has just told you they've lost their job. You instinctively know they're upset. But what's really causing their distress? Is it worries about finances, anxiety over telling loved ones, or perhaps a hit to their self-esteem? Listening effectively means carefully recognizing their underlying concerns and gently opening the door for more conversation. Instead of a quick generic sympathy, "That's tough, I'm sorry," an insightful, targeted reply like, "Losing a job can lead to lots of complicated emotions. Which part feels hardest for you right now?" invites them to open up further. By exercising your genuine curiosity about others and saying just enough, you signal clearly, "I'm here and I'm paying attention." You don't need to dominate the conversation, just guide it gently with perceptive insights and well-chosen questions. Ultimately, this allows people the comfort and confidence to share openly, naturally drawing them toward lasting connection. Part 4. The secret to better listening. Don't assume you already know. Consider this for a moment. Who would you rather confide in? Someone close to you, like your partner or best friend, or a complete stranger? You might assume those close relationships always offer the safest spaces to communicate. But surprisingly, many of us often feel more comfortable talking openly with people we barely know. This phenomenon is called closeness communication bias, a concept psychologist Judith Koshe grapples with daily in her couples therapy sessions. Koshe facilitates unique group therapy settings, bringing together multiple couples to share, listen, and learn from each other's struggles. Why a group? Because it can help couples see the communication mistakes they can't see themselves. Often, the group's presence helps break down barriers and reveal when one partner isn't truly listening. Koshe recalls one moment when a husband abruptly realized his habit of constantly talking over his wife. When he finally paused and genuinely listened, his wife burst into tears, a breakthrough triggered simply by feeling truly heard. Here's why listening often breaks down in close relationships. Familiarity breeds assumptions. We think we know someone so well, we've already guessed their feelings, their worries, even their next phrase. But that's a dangerous assumption, because people constantly grow and evolve. Your partner isn't the same person they were a month or a year ago. Events, experiences, and emotions continually shape each of us. So how do you reconnect and understand who your partner is evolving into right now? The simplest yet most profound way. Stay curious, remain open, and actively listen. Ask, don't assume, hear, don't guess. And of course, inaccurate assumptions don't just plague close relationships, they negatively influence everyday interactions as well. Think about how often we stereotype based on things like profession, gender, age, or nationality. Maybe we assume a Texan has particular political views, or we think we know what a millennial feels about the workplace. This tendency to categorize leads us straight toward confirmation bias. We unknowingly filter conversations to match our preconceived ideas, ignoring anything surprising or interesting. Every person is far more complex than any label could describe. That's also why labels like as a millennial or speaking as a parent are problematic. They imply that entire groups think and behave identically. But real life isn't that tidy. Every person's experiences, emotions, and ideas are unique, shaped by circumstances known only to them. Effective listening means acknowledging and appreciating this complexity. The key takeaway? Never assume you've already figured someone out. Listen like each encounter, each sentence, might surprise you, because chances are it will. It takes humility, openness, and deliberate effort to truly hear another person well, especially those you've known for years. But when you do, you deepen connections, gain extraordinary insight, and open doors to richer, more meaningful relationships. Part 5. Listening to opposing opinions isn't easy, but it's incredibly rewarding. Imagine this scenario. You're having a conversation, and someone suddenly challenges your strongest held beliefs. How does your body react? Strangely enough, a neuroscience study from the University of Southern California found that when we face strong disagreements, the human brain behaves the same way it would when trying to escape from a grizzly bear. Our amygdala, the region of the brain sensing danger, kicks into high alert, flooding us with stress. Why does this happen? Duke University researcher Ahmad Hariri believes it's because humans rarely face immediate physical threats anymore. With fewer wild bears around, our brains perceive conflict or challenging views as the biggest threat we encounter, launching us into defensive mode whenever our beliefs are questioned. Of course, the instinctual urge to run from differing ideas may have served our ancestors well, but it's unhelpful now. In a world where healthy dialogue and open-mindedness are critical. The good news? Listening well means learning to override this defensive instinct, challenging as that may be. The poet John Keats referred to this concept as negative capability, the ability to calmly accept uncertainty, contradiction, and gray areas without rushing to judgment. Psychologists today describe this skill as cognitive complexity. Strengthening cognitive complexity allows us to remain curious and maintain openness, even when faced with ideas we disagree strongly with. By remaining open and attentive, we not only gain deeper understanding of others, but we make more nuanced, thoughtful choices in our own lives. However, becoming a better listener doesn't require you to change your view to match someone else's. In fact, True listening doesn't always require agreement or even full understanding. Misunderstandings happen to all of us, all the time, and they're valuable. But many of us shy away from simply pausing a conversation to say, "Wait, I don't think I understand what you're trying to say." It's often easier to move along and gloss over confusion, hoping it won't matter. But misunderstandings represent great opportunities rather than setbacks. When you politely pause to clarify what someone else is really saying, or openly acknowledge confusion, you encourage deeper, clearer dialogue. Instead of letting assumptions fill the void, you're genuinely inviting the other person to provide a clearer picture of themselves, strengthening your connection and learning much more about their inner world than you'd guessed possible. Ultimately, you can never fully see the world through someone else's eyes. We all hold a unique point of view, shaped by our experiences, worldview, and biases. But there's great power in understanding that your perspective is not universal. Once you accept this, facing contrasting views or misunderstandings doesn't need to trigger your inner fight or flight response. Rather, these moments become valuable chances to reflect, ask thoughtful questions, understand more deeply, and emerge with fresh insights, closer relationships, and the chance to grow as a listener and as a person. Part 6. The secret to listening better? Asking the right questions, at just the right time. It may seem obvious, but great listening means allowing someone else to do most of the talking. What's less obvious, though, is what you actually say when it comes to your turn. How do you help someone open up without dominating the conversation yourself? Sociologist Charles Derber from Boston College has identified two core types of conversational responses: shift responses and support responses. Shift responses occur when you redirect the conversation toward yourself. Imagine a friend sharing how urgently worried she was after her dog escaped and went missing. If you reply by recounting how your pet never runs off, then congratulations. You've just executed a classic shift response, turning the focus away from her experience and onto yourself. Now picture instead responding with compassionate curiosity, gently asking questions like, "Where did you finally find your dog?" Or saying sincerely, "That must have been incredibly stressful for you." This method, a classic support response, helps someone tell more of their story, reassuring them you understand, empathize, and genuinely care. Effective listeners consistently choose to make support responses, guiding their conversation partners into deeper insights and emotional clarity. Because shift responses often come from good intentions, spotting them can be tricky. Maybe you're genuinely trying to relate to your friend's experience, or perhaps you want your listener to see that you're knowledgeable about what they're going through. Yet both situations subtly communicate a self-oriented focus rather than creating a safe space for their story. The real strength of support responses lies precisely in setting aside your need to impress, fix, or even give advice, allowing the speaker room to find clarity themselves. The Quakers, known for their powerful listening practice, illustrate how effective truly supportive responses can be. They developed an extraordinary approach called a clearness committee to help members resolve challenging personal dilemmas. In this technique, several people gather to ask the individual facing the challenge careful, open-ended questions. Their goal? Not to solve the individual's problem for them, but to provide the clarity that comes when someone has the right listeners by their side. This practice profoundly changed the life of the renowned writer Parker Palmer. In the 1970s, he struggled with whether or not to accept an impressive but highly stressful job offer. Sitting down with a clearness committee, he answered their thoughtful questions carefully. The committee members gently asked Palmer what attracted him to this distinguished new position. When he responded negatively, explaining what bothered him about the job, they patiently repeated their question. Ultimately, Palmer discovered something crucial they helped him realize. The only thing he truly liked about the position was its prestige. This realization emerged exclusively because of their focused listening approach. Inspired by this session, Parker Palmer went on to found the nonprofit Center for Courage and Renewal, which teaches the powerful listening techniques of the Quakers Clearness Committee more broadly. Palmer's work acknowledges a fundamental truth: learning how to listen deeply, thoughtfully, and without agenda can transform people's lives. Remember, an extraordinary listener doesn't fix or impress. Instead, they encourage reflection and exploration through gentle, genuine questioning. By offering careful support responses instead of subtle shifts back toward yourself, you nurture people in uncovering profound insights, insights that rarely surface without the quiet, careful guidance of someone who is truly listening. Part 7. Real listening means giving up control and quieting the noisy voice in your head. Ever notice how some people always seem to dominate conversations? Picture a comedy improv session that hasn't quite landed. Each participant competes to deliver the funniest line, desperately clawing for the spotlight at all costs. Ironically, though, improv actors who thrive on stage are often those with the sharpest listening skills, not necessarily the loudest voices. Take the legendary Improv Center, Second City in Chicago, where artistic director Matt Hoved guides new learners through storytelling exercises to sharpen their focus. One game he often uses requires groups to collectively build a spontaneous story. Hovde points to each participant at unpredictable intervals, immediately shifting narration duties. These quick, surprising shifts mean that if you haven't closely tracked the narrative, you'll instantly lose your place. More revealing still, if you're too busy plotting a clever retort or funny comment, you'll probably derail the story itself, exposing yourself as someone focused on personal glory or humor rather than attentive collaboration. More and more companies recognize this dynamic, bringing in improv trainers to teach their teams the powerful lesson improv enthusiasts learn quickly. Careful listening succeeds where showmanship fails. Meetings and professional gatherings benefit greatly from participants who listen closely, understanding the narrative before contributing, avoiding self-centered or tone-deaf responses. Of course, the internal struggle to monopolize attention doesn't occur only in group scenarios. Even one-on-one conversations trigger our competitive instinct, fueled by an internal desire to entertain, impress, or respond with cleverness. Often, instead of deeply listening, we find ourselves preoccupied with formulating our next insightful remark or witty comeback, our minds buzzing with inner chatter. The moment you catch yourself doing that is precisely when genuine listening vanishes, replaced by your own noisy thoughts. Rather than falling into the trap of always preparing your next comment, try simply hearing out the other person fully. The more you resist the urge to constantly respond immediately, the deeper the connection you'll make, and ironically, the more effortless your eventual responses will become. Another powerful strategy for authentic listening. Don't fear silence. Many of us, especially in the West, grow uncomfortable whenever an extended pause appears in conversation. We rush to fill quiet moments with nervous remarks, jokes, or irrelevant chatter. Yet silence is often ripe with potential. It allows ideas to settle, giving space for genuine contemplation and thoughtful responses. Consider the world of business. Negotiators who can't tolerate silence often weaken their positions by nervously speaking too much. Conversely, when you allow silence within conversations, you give thoughtful consideration the spotlight, signaling your speaker that you're absorbing each word carefully. In fact, the Canadian composer and educator R. Murray Schafer occasionally challenges his own students to spend an entire day without speaking. Though initially awkward, students find that willingly quieting their own voices opens a completely new sensory reality, one filled with sounds, impressions, and insights they previously ignored. So next time you're tempted to step in, steer, or dominate a conversation, remind yourself that truly attentive listening thrives on openness, open to silence, open to uncertainty, and fully present without competing to be heard. Quiet your inner monologue for a moment. Let go of conversational control, and marvel at the richness of the dialogue that naturally emerges. Part 8. Listening takes effort. Here's why the payoff is always worth it. We've talked about how listening closely to others requires you to put aside distractions, to quiet your inner voice, and genuinely tune in. But here's one more challenging layer. Listening isn't just important when someone else is talking. It's equally important when you're the one doing the speaking. Why? Because truly understanding your audience means actively reading their signals. Even the best stories fall flat if listeners lose interest or become distracted. To recognize this, pay attention to subtle cues, from body language to quiet facial expressions to small verbal responses. Are they engaged, or are they mentally checked out? If you're unsure, pause for a moment and simply ask, "Does this make sense?" or "Am I going on too long?" And remember, active listening expends energy, a resource that isn't endless. Consider air traffic controllers, for instance. They work in short shifts precisely because active, focused attention drains you faster than passive listening. Longer sessions tire them out, causing serious lapses in attention. The same reality applies to listening to the people around you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with politely saying, "I'm a little overwhelmed right now. Could we revisit this conversation later?" Everyone appreciates sincere honesty more than someone pretending to listen while secretly wishing they were somewhere else. Acknowledge those moments, but also dig deeper into why you're experiencing listening fatigue. Is it just tiredness, or does it have to do with the person speaking to you? Maybe you find them repetitive or dull. Perhaps their opinions clash sharply with your own. Or maybe intimacy, really connecting and opening yourself to someone, makes you uncomfortable. Take some quiet time to examine these feelings closely, as they can reveal surprising insights, not just about the speaker, but about yourself. In this way, good listening isn't passive, it's an act of deep self-awareness. Ironically, improving your listening isn't possible if you don't listen carefully to yourself first, to your biases, your preferences, your boundaries, your assumptions. Listening well doesn't mean ignoring your own limits. Instead, it involves knowing exactly when your listening tank is running low and setting healthy conversational boundaries. At the heart of it, becoming a skilled listener isn't just a generous gift to others, it profoundly enriches your internal world. Every conversation brings fresh perspectives, deeper relationships, and new forms of self-understanding. The effort you put into listening, challenging as it can sometimes be, always returns incredible rewards for both speakers and listeners alike. Final summary. In today's noisy, distracted world, real listening has become a rare skill, but mastering it can completely transform your relationships, your work, and your understanding of others. Whether you're a professional interviewer, therapist, FBI agent, or just a spouse, parent, or friend, careful listening opens doors you might never even have known were closed. Remember, exceptional listeners are deeply curious, never assuming they already know what someone else will say. They stay comfortable with silence, resist the urge to control conversations, and craft thoughtful questions that invite openness rather than limit responses. Becoming this kind of listener isn't easy. It demands real patience and self-awareness. But it's worth every effort. Because when you listen carefully, you not only bring out the best in others, you also enrich yourself. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.